Guys, I was on the way to work this morning in my W Sauce Orchard Craft, New Round Brewing Z71. And I was thinking about this Hassan Reddick stuff. And it's the weirdest damn thing. Because guy wants out of Philly, gets his wish, gets traded, refuses to report because he says he doesn't want to play for the contract that he's under, which is fine. I get it. I think he has forfeited like $4.7 million or something. It's $800,000 a week.
By the time he gets what he wants, it's going to be a push, you know, financially, it seems like.
CAA has now decided they're going to part ways with Hassan Reddick. And I think the best explanation that I have seen is from Andrew Brandt. You guys are all familiar with Andrew Brandt. He ran the Packers for years.
Yep.
Extremely smart, business mind, and football mind. And his tweet that he sent out yesterday, he says, look, no agent would tell a player to forfeit $800,000 a week in a sport with short careers and no guaranteed contracts unless you're Deshaun Watson, and that's a bust. Likely that CAA has told him to report. He has said no, and they have said, well, we can't help you anymore.
Good for them. And he is short-sighted on this, too. It's like you said, this career, it can all be gone in the blink of an eye. And I understand holding out for what you want, but in doing that, you're also forfeiting precious time and a very short career.
It's funny, man, because like a couple of things have to be true in this situation. Number one, they might be giving you a little black eye if you're CAA in this, and you're like, dude, we don't want this. You know, that's a big enough agency where they're like, dude, we're worried about our reputation at this point. We don't have to worry about the money you might bring in. That's a billion-dollar company in terms of the contracts that they do. So that's a big deal for them and how people think of them in the industry. And I don't blame them, man. You have to draw – like at some point, you're more trouble than you're worth. I mean – I used to have a real estate license, and like, if somebody wants to go see 35 houses, guess what? I'm not driving you around. It's not worth my time. You know what I mean? At some point, you spend more gas money. So
he sounds toxic to me.
Well, and I think there's a lot of talk. Why won't the Falcons go get him? They didn't. I think that's probably why they didn't make the trade to begin with when he officially wanted out when he was on the trade market. I don't think he's the kind of guy that would come in here and fit with this locker room. It's a tight locker room, Rob. I've been around it. You've seen it. You've been up there. Like, this locker room loves each other. I don't think he's a team guy. I think he's about Hassan Reddick. And remember, last year he was a part of a defense that fell apart, and there was a lot of rumors of some internal squabbling going on with that football team. And I'm not saying he was the guy that was the cause, because that's unfair. But when you're acting like this and you come from that situation, the smoke, there's fire, speculation will begin. And he's gone to New York and done nothing for them.
Yeah, that's not exactly a franchise that didn't need the help either. I think we've all seen that kind of come to the forefront. So
can he call plays?
I don't know. You got to worry about the ethos. Got to worry about the ethos.
I hate that word.
The ethos.
That word is getting thrown around by people that have no clue what it even means or can spell it.
Don't you dare talk about Raheem like that. The ethos.
That's not who I'm talking about.
The ethos.